WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 47. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan Police will release information later this morning about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Hearn Road. Passerby texted us last night the collision bottled up traffic for more than a half mile. A Consolidated High School student's in the Brazos County Jail this morning following her arrest yesterday. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says Alexandria Rivera is accused of making a terroristic threat at her school on February 7th.
The Post stated she wanted to shoot up the school and that no one was safe.
Rivera, who turns 18 on March 15th, denied posting on Snapchat. She admitted to making threatening statements, but she told an investigator and an assistant principal she was just joking. College Station school board members received an update on the district's safety and security measures during this week's meeting, something that was scheduled before the local incidents in the last 5 days and last week's shooting in Florida. Speakers during Tuesday night's school board meeting included Superintendent Clark Ely.
We all need to remember that words have consequences and actions also have consequences. And as a school district, we're going to make sure that we do what we need to keep our staff and our students safe.
Dr. Ely applauded faculty and staff who are developing positive and appropriate relationships with students. For the first time in more than a decade, a Texas governor spared the life of a death row inmate, Greg Abbott, accepting the state parole board's recommendation shortly before Bart Whitaker was supposed to be executed for killing his mother and younger brother in their Houston home in 2003. Whitaker's father, who was wounded but survived, fought for his son to remain alive.
He did make the right decision, and we're very grateful for that.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The candidates for state representative in District 14 in Brazos County, who participated in this week's BCS Chamber of Commerce Forum, responded to questions about 10 issues which have or could be coming in the next legislative session. Democrat Josh Wilkinson, the first to be asked about the legalization of marijuana.
Of course. I'm a Democrat here, right? So, yeah.
Republican Rick Davis supported medicinal use as prescribed by a physician.
But as far as legalizing it for recreational use, I disagree with that.
Fellow Republican John Rainey also against recreational use of marijuana.
I'm fine with medical marijuana, and I do think it needs to be prescribed by a doctor, and otherwise... No.
The podcast from Wednesday's forum online at WTAW.com. 14 venues in and around College Station, part of the city's annual senior games, which starts this morning. The city's tourism manager, J.D. Wood, says 339 of 410 participants are from out of town.
One of the ones that kind of stands out is Mr. Jim Gerhart. He is from Houston, and he'll be in his fourth game. He actually placed 11th in the triple jump in the 1952 Summer Olympics in Finland.
No charge to watch any of the events, which includes pickleball and bowling. An online link to the times and locations of the events online at cstx.gov/senior games. WTAW News Time approaching 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 47. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
Good morning. It's 611 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's weather time, brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Here's a patchy dense fog this morning. Will be cloudy. Will turn breezy. A few showers may pop up. Temperatures today between 70 and 75. Lots of clouds tonight. There may be a stray shower. Some areas of fog overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. They finally end tomorrow night. We turn partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops picked up the big win last night. Coach Gary Blair after a big, huge victory over Arkansas.
I thought we played offensively as good as we could play, and I thought we identified what we wanted to do on defense.
The final score, 104-60. That's the most points that the Aggies have scored in a conference game since 1983. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up. Also, Aggie softball kicked off the Marionetter Classic yesterday, kind of an up-and-down first day for the Aggs. They won one and lost one, so we'll cover that as well as the games today. And, of course, plenty of other Aggie sports going to be action. And curling, we will talk about curling.
We should.
All that more coming up in sports.
For a special reason we'll tell you about in just a little while.
Yes. Yes, special.
Why can't we, like, trade 30 points from the women? Because that'd let them still win and give it to the men. They could have spread that out over the last two games and almost won.
Because the Aggie men's basketball post players don't know how to play inside like big people are supposed to.
Oh, Bill.
Bill calling them out.
Yeah. Bill talking about the post guys as opposed to the point guards. That's a different one.
Well, if you want that editorial comment, when has Coach Kennedy had a point guard since he's been in town?
Well, Alex Caruso is the last one I can think of.
But he's not a true point guard.
Right. Caruso was converted, too. So
yeah.
Once again, put him with this bunch? Oh, well, never mind. In the meantime, you know, the idea of A&M and Texas playing in the first round of the NIT is becoming more of a possibility, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that depends on the rest of the Aggie season if they can even make the NIT.
Yeah, they'll make the NIT.
He is.
They can make the NIT, but they're
you can blame part of the venting go on a law enforcement agency this morning.
I understand.
Scott understands. That's inside baseball.
Trying to make you feel better with the Northwest Missouri fight
State,
song.
Yes, yeah, which so. They're still number one in their region in men's basketball, by the way.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're, you know, they are still the defending national champions in Division II.
I can't work under these conditions. Bill comes in every day. He just storms in and says this basketball situation has got to get better.
It's got to change.
All right. So.
Well, that's because I've been when you live in Kansas for over 20 years and Allen Fieldhouse hands down is the best environment for an athletic contest period at any level period.
Yeah. So there you go.
What do you think about the 35-2, the comments made by Bob Huggins the other day?
That was great.
Well,
but he knows better.
So Kansas.
I mean, he coached at Kansas State before West Virginia went into the Big 12. He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah, Kansas beat West Virginia at Allen Fieldhouse, but Kansas took 35 free throw shots. West Virginia 2.
That's what Beware of the Fog does.
Yeah. Man.
Got him teed up. Yeah. All right, so anyway, we have a little bit of controversy when it comes to the weather. Once again,
how can weather be controversial unless it's global warming?
It's that number, that high temperature. See, because there's one forecast that says we're going to get up in the 70s, and I'm looking at one here that says that's not going to happen. We're at, what, like 44 right now? Something like that?
Something like that.
And, you know, I was kind of surprised it got cool again last night because I thought we were supposed to have a, you know, better day today.
It's supposed to be like 70, right?
Well, but the wind's not going to shift until about noon. And the forecast, hourly forecast, I'm looking at Weather Underground, doesn't get us over 65. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm good with 65.
Well, that's true. And if it'll just quit precipitating. We haven't gotten that much, but it's just going on and on.
It's not seeing the sun.
That's right.
And it's foggy.
Yeah, and today
so foggy.
We got that going on.
Yeah,
and,
but at least we didn't have to deal with the traffic.
Yep. But we got a chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, just so you know. About a 70% chance of rain. There's nobody on the road this morning.
Yeah.
That? Nobody on the road.
Although right. It only takes one.
Yeah.
And it's Friday.
Now, so. That's right. Yeah, now, Bill doesn't know he's supposed to say Happy Friday. That's like a Chelsea thing.
Well, Bill doesn't sound like he's having
he's
a very
not.
Happy
no,
Friday.
No, he's a grumpy cat.
Well, I'm finally awake.
Yeah, he's a grumpy cat this morning. Now, and you have mentioned this, it is incredible to me the number of incidences in schools we are having over things that kids say. I mean, just since the Florida situation and locally. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, and you would think they would have enough sense to realize that that's not a joking matter.
You're right.
I mean, I'm not saying that some of them aren't serious because they very well could be. I think in most of the cases, it's a very, very, well, any time is an ill time, but a very poor attempt at a joke.
Yes.
But there was a time, I still remember, Mr. Reasoner, Irving Elementary School, Indianola, Iowa, his office with the Board of Education on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I never did varsity sports, but I've heard plenty of my classmate jocks telling me, you mess up, the coach will take care of you on the field.
You're right. No, you're right. Yeah, that's a different time.
And then,
you can't talk like this.
And then you get home and watch out.
Yeah, that's right. Anything that happened in school, you're going to get at home. Oh, don't. This is terrible. We are going down a really dangerous road, so we have to stop there. A Pennsylvania middle school canceled classes after a student who said he was sleepwalking was found inside the building. State police say the seventh grader called 911 at 2:30 in the morning Wednesday to report he was inside the middle school in Hempfield Township. The student told authorities he had been sleepwalking and woke up inside the school. Police say the student entered the school through a window and wandered around for 15 minutes. Police said the student lives 4 miles from the school. He's a seventh grader. He didn't drive.
He was sleepwalking and sleep climbing through a window, sounds like. That's a lot of action.
Hempfield Area School District canceled classes Wednesday due to scrutiny security concerns, and police swept the building. They said the incident not connected to another student's arrest earlier in the week for threatening a female student. Classes resumed yesterday. Now, one of my kids was a sleepwalker, and, you know, that would, you know, it would happen from time to time, but the whole idea of getting out of the house, walking 4 miles, and opening a window to climb into a school, I'm thinking
that's
not
a little much.
And barefooted?
Well, yeah, that's probably right. Didn't stop to put on his Adidas. Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
Mation.
We are having odd times right now. There is no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I
wonder if there was fog on that 4 mile walk.
Well, I don't know.
I went and spent the night at a guy's house one time, and unbeknownst to me, he was a sleepwalker.
Oh!
And,
that
was an interesting turn of events when he got up and I was still awake. And just,
wow, yeah.
Introducing the 2018 Toyota Corolla with voice-activated navigation controls. Just press the button, give a command, and you're on your way. Find Party Supply Store near here.
Showing nearby Party Supply Stores.
Find closest bakery.
Showing nearby bakeries.
Show directions to home.
Starting guidance to a new route.
Honey, I'm back.
Get everything for the party?
Got it all.
Remember to pick up my mom?
Didn't get it all. The 2018 Corolla, equipped with the latest tech to help with your to-do list and your forgot to-do list. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2018 Corolla LE for only $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2/28/18.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, hey, good morning. Here we go. Infomaniacs, it's February 23rd. That's a Friday. It's day 54. Means we've got 3:11 to go. The reason we're talking about curling is because curling is cool day.
Yeah.
Now, that's okay today because, you know, we found out, what, was it yesterday that the U.S. Americans beat the Canadians?
Is yes, right? And they'll be taking on the Swedes in the gold medal game.
Okay, so, I mean, that's fine every 4 years, but like next year at this time, we're going to also talk about curling being cool.
Yeah.
And there'll be a new group of people who don't know what curling is, but that's okay. We're here to help you with that. So, curling is cool day. Dog biscuit appreciation day. Maybe your dog will appreciate that more than you, but that's fine.
You can try a little bit.
National Diesel Engine Day, which is kind of important because you think about it. Just about anything that you buy, diesel played a part in getting it to you. So it is important.
And that's why you drive diesel, because it doesn't contain that wonderful fuel that you just love to death.
Listen to you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I love my diesel. I really do. Play tennis day.
Yeah. Eh.
Okay. National.
I did that in college at this time of the year when it was 15 degrees. If there was no snow on the court and there was no wind and the sun was out, 15 degrees, not a problem.
Zach, it's a new Bill Oliver.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, okay. Don't know the guy.
Couldn't tell by my profile today.
Well, but you know. National Toast Day.
Hey, I like toast.
Which I'm going to be by the end of the hour, perhaps.
He's ramped up today.
Yeah, he is.
National Skip the Straw Day. I would, again, not recommend that necessarily.
Skip?
Drinking out of a straw is a good thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking they mean.
I would think so, unless you're drawing straws and you say, pass.
No. National Tile Day. Okay. And we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Dakota Fanning is turning 24.
Wow.
The little girl from I Am Sam is turning 24 today. Man on Fire, The Alienist is a new show that she's come out with. Emily Blunt turning 35. The Devil Wears Prada, Edge of Tomorrow. Now, she's actually married to John Krasinski, who is Jim on The Office.
Right.
So they're married. And
not
they're
married
be...
to James Blunt, huh?
Right, yeah. No. And they're going to be doing a movie together. I think it's like a horror movie, actually, coming up.
Oh, fun, okay.
Aziz Ansari is turning 35, Parks and Rec, Master of None. Of course, he's been in the news for some of the wrong reasons here of late, but either way. Josh Gad turning 37. He was Olaf the Snowman in Frozen.
Oh, of course he was.
He was in the live version of Beauty and the Beast, singer, pretty talented guy.
Yeah.
Kelly MacDonald is turning 42. Boardwalk Empire, again, I talk about that show all the time. That was one of my favorites on HBO, but she was in Boardwalk Empire. Niecy Nash turning 48. She was in Reno 911.
Yes, she was.
It's a pretty funny show.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the movies and things like that coming from it. Damon John is turning 49. He's on Shark Tank. He's one of the sharks in Shark Tank. Patricia Richardson is turning 67.
Wow. Jill Taylor.
Yeah, Jill Taylor. Of course, she was also on ER. And actually, it looked like Tim Allen had brought her on as kind of a guest star on Last Man Standing.
Right.
So she's the neighbor that they have little barbs and quips and stuff and throwbacks to Home Improvement. So it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Fonda turning 78 today.
Wow.
Easy Rider.
Yeah.
310 to Yuma. He was in that. He was actually pretty good in that. Of course, plenty of other stuff. And he's got a pretty famous family as well.
He does.
And that's all I got for birthdays for today.
All right. And this is, of course, the anniversary of the beginning of the Siege of the Alamo in 1836. There for all us ticks. I'm not a Texan.
Texicans.
Got here as soon as I could. Right. And so tomorrow, it's tortilla chip day.
Oh, I love
that'll
some
be
tortilla
good.
Chips.
If you don't want to swallow that, it's also sword swallower's day. Okay.
I think I'll stay with the tortilla
chip.
Well, the new middle school knights in College Station.
They don't have a sword, though.
No, they have a bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a bunny. but I want them to.
Speaking of bunnies, I almost hit one on my way to work this morning.
Oh, way to go. At least you didn't.
No,
right?
Yeah, I avoided
Wonderful
it.
Wonderful sleepwalking.
Yeah, I don't know.
World Bartender Day also tomorrow.
There you
Birthdays
go.
Birthdays tomorrow of?
Birthdays tomorrow. O'Shea Jackson Jr., so Little Ice Cube, turning 27. Now, he was in the NWA movie that came out recently.
Of course.
So he's actually a pretty good actor, believe it or not. Okay. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is turning 41. I don't know.
Not a Boy Scout.
No, he is not. And not real good at reading either, but what have you.
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg, he's a comedian. He's turning 50 tomorrow.
Okay.
Billy Zane, turning 52. Of course, Titanic, Dead Calm. He was in a TV show, I want to say, that was on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Was him and a couple of other guys that you'll recognize. And basically, lifelong friends, they go down to Belize, where Billy Zane has this home, this extravagant home, but it's kind of shady, everything that's surrounding it.
Okay.
And in the, I don't know.
What's the name of the show?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know it.
Okay, there
you go. Should have looked that up, pretty good show if you got Amazon Prime. Kristen Davis turning 53, Sex and the City. Eddie Murray is turning 62 today.
Wow.
Finally got in the Hall of Fame a few years back. Played for the Baltimore Orioles for a long time, one of the greatest switch hitters of all time.
That Eddie Murray.
Yeah, that Eddie Murray. Phil Knight is turning 79 tomorrow. So
Nike.
Yeah, Mr. University of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And Dominic Chianese. I got to pronounce that right. Dominic Chianese is turning 86. He's Uncle Junior in The Sopranos.
Okay.
He was also in The Godfather and a pretty good singer as well. So Dominic Chianese turning 86 tomorrow. That's all I got for birthdays.
Okay, Paula Zahn, she used to be a news person. She's 62. Barry Bostwick, you would know him because he was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, and the mayor on Spin City.
There you are, 73. Edward James Olmos, he's an actor, 71. Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song, 71.
Oh, I don't have that pulled up.
And it's all right. And Abe Vigoda would have been 97.
Fish.
But, you know, he looked dead for a long time.
Yeah. Forever.
Abe Vigoda would have been 128, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow is the anniversary of the first platinum record. The first platinum record in 1976. Got any idea? I've only got two copies of it.
76?
Yeah. Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Oh.
I was going to say Frampton Comes Alive. But.
Yeah. And on Sunday, we've got Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day.
Ooh, I like those.
Yeah, and Let's All Eat Right Day. Yeah, probably not.
On Chocolate Covered Peanuts
exactly,
Day.
Exactly, right. I had birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays for Sunday. Eugenie Bouchard, she's a tennis player. She's turning 24. I'm a fan.
Uh-huh.
Sean Astin is turning 47. Oh, of course, Rudy and the Goonies and a ton of other stuff. He was also in Stranger Things.
Okay.
He was kind of a Winona Ryder's love interest on that.
Sure, sure.
Chelsea Handler, comedian, putting that in quotes. She's turning 43. Rashida Jones, another Parks and Rec cast member. She's turning 42.
Oh, yeah.
Has a couple of pretty famous parents as well.
Mm-hmm. Ravi Shankar, is that right?
Do what?
Ravi Shankar, is that who's her? Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Oh, that's Quincy Jones.
Right.
Daddy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's her. Okay. That's her father.
That's
Tia Leone is turning 52,
okay.
Or Taya Leone. I don't know. I've heard it pronounced both different ways. So she's turning 52 on Sunday, and woo, Ric Flair is turning 69 on Sunday.
Have you seen the 30 for 30?
I did. It's sad.
It is.
It is. It's actually pretty sad. But yeah, Ric Flair means a lot to the wrestling community, and even outside of that, he's turning 69.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob Schieffer. Skeletor used to read the news on CBS 81. He's a TCU Horned Frog, you know.
He's still very active in promoting the profession.
Yeah, loves country music. Tried to sing a time or two, and his brother was general manager of the Texas Rangers for a while too.
Oh, wow.
Baseball team. All right, there you go. 6:28.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On Wednesday, the fake news whole network CNN had a town hall in the wake of the horrific shootings in Parkland, Florida. Unsurprisingly, the event turned out to be less of a town hall, more of a circus. Audience members shouting down Dana Loesch of the NRA, calling her a murderer, and with one Parkland student comparing Senator Marco Rubio to the shooter, Nicholas Cruz. One Parkland student who turned down the opportunity to attend the CNN event was a junior ROTC member And he told the local television station that CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions. It ended up being all scripted. I expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion. Maybe just once it would be nice if CNN would cover the topic objectively and honestly and truthfully.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for so many reasons. Now, Marlene writes us from Ohio. She says, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. The blinds were easy and simple to install. The quality is excellent. I highly recommend. Go to Blinds.com, find the perfect window coverings for your home. And now through February the 25th, you save 20% off site-wide on top of their already low prices. Just go to Blinds.com/Hannity. Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes away from 7. The temperature is 47. A check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan Police will release information about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Hearn Road later this morning. A passerby texted us last night that the collision bottled up traffic for more than a half mile. Brazos County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Consolidated High School student on the charge of making a terroristic threat. Alexandria Rivera, who turns 18 on March 15th, denies making a post on Snapchat, according to the arrest report, but she admitted to making threatening statements as a joke. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the social media post was done the week before the mass shooting in Florida.
Evidently, some utterance on her part had been ongoing over several months. But this one in particular where it went on to social media just has occurred here recently.
Rivera, the second high school student in the College Station District in 5 days to be arrested. Every 3 years, the College Station School Board gets an update on safety and security procedures, and this happened to be the year and the time to get that periodic review. Board President Jeff Harris led off with the observation that safety and security is something that is addressed every day and not just when an event makes the headlines.
We just can't address publicly because then it can impact the effectiveness of measures we might put into place.
Vice President Carol Barrett noted as a parent, she's had family members in CSISD schools for 27 years.
I want to tell parents that I really do, sitting from this seat, feel that this district is doing everything possible to keep your students safe. If there's something else they can do, I don't know what it is, but these teachers care about these kids.
Superintendent Clark Ely said words and actions have consequences, and the district will do what it takes to keep students and staff safe. State Senator Carlos Uresti of San Antonio has been convicted by a federal jury on 11 criminal counts. U.S. Attorney John Bash says Uresti ripped off investors in a fracking sand company that turned out to be a fraud.
I think it's a somber day for the state, for the city. Because whenever someone who's in a position of public trust defrauds other people and causes harm to other people, that's very sad.
Uresti says he will appeal.
We're a strong family. We're going to continue to move forward, continue to do what we need to do.
Uresti, who is not up for re-election until 2020, is scheduled to be sentenced June 25th. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's president of the Senate, issued a news release stating he does not have the authority to remove Uresti from office. But Patrick says he's notified Uresti that he's been relieved of his committee assignments effective immediately. Greg Abbott's the first governor since 2003 to spare the life of a death row inmate.
Thomas Whitaker was condemned for masterminding an attack on his family outside Houston 15 years ago that left his mother and brother dead. His father, Kent, was shot and survived and lobbied to spare his son's life.
I want to thank the governor
are doing the hard work to review this unusual case and give it the extra special time it took to reach a good decision.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life without the possibility of parole. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
8 of the 9 candidates for Brazos County's 3 seats in the legislature told the audience at this week's BCS Chamber Forum that they support legalization of marijuana for medicinal use. The one who's opposed, Senator Charles Schwartner, is an orthopedic surgeon and a registered pharmacist.
There are medications that are derivatives of marijuana that are actually utilized and marketed. Marinol is the trade name for it. But marijuana has secondary effects that are potential psychiatric effects as well as pulmonary effects when smoked that are detrimental.
Schwartner's opponent in the Republican primary, Harold Ram, does not have a position on recreational use.
I'd like to hear from the experts, the doctors, and what they think that we need to do.
One of 3 Democratic contenders, Glenn Williams, opposed to marijuana only when it's used by pregnant women.
Someone is using while they're pregnant, I would actually sponsor legislation to allow for mandatory treatment, including inpatient treatment.
Williams' primary opponent, Meg Walsh, supports all legalization of marijuana. For the 10th time since 2010, a Bryan Broadcasting Station is a finalist for a Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. Sister station Candy 95, which received Crystal Awards in 2012 and 16, among this year's 50 finalists. Crystal recognizes radio stations for outstanding year-round commitment to community service. 10 recipients to be chosen by a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms. Winners to be announced in April during the NAB show in Las Vegas. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7, news presented by Mar Eye Center. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God asked, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2 and verse 32. It's hard to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding gown. After all, brides spend long hours looking for and trying on dresses to find the right one. As hard as it is to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding dress, it's even harder to imagine someone forgetting God. After all, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. Acts 17 and verse 28. Without the loving gift of His Son, we would all be perishing in our sins. John 3 and verse 16. We encourage you to come and remember God with us at the BCS Church of Christ. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Hey, good morning. It's 639. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
I think I can finally see the end of this stagnant weather pattern. It looks like it gets better by Sunday. Today, areas of fog and clouds. It'll be breezy. A few showers later today, 70 to 75. The fog will lift as the day goes on. Cloudy tonight, chance of a shower. Some areas of fog, 65 to 70 overnight. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Sunday, turning partly sunny, cooler, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. I am not a weatherman, but I will tell you that it's affecting sports in some ways. Aggie baseball has a three-game series against Cornell this weekend. It was supposed to be a Friday through Sunday series. Instead, the one game from Sunday has been moved to today, so there will be a doubleheader today and then a third and final game tomorrow. But however, Coach Rob Childress says everything should stay about the same.
Everything will stay on schedule. Coach Pepicelli and his team are coming an awful long way. We want to make sure that they get in three games as well as us.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also, of course, Aggie Women's Hoops got a big win last night. 104 points, 104-60, the win over Arkansas. And that's the most they've scored since in a conference game since 1983. So we'll talk about all that more coming up in sports.
So Cornell, huh?
Cornell, the Smarties are coming to town.
Well, you know, kind of. They're kind of similar to A&M. They have a vet school up there.
Really? And the new dean of the ag school is coming from Cornell.
Oh, that's right. Wonder if he's here and if he'll be at the game.
And what colors?
That's right. What will he wear? The deal is the reason they are similar to A&M is because they were also formed by the Morrell Act, like Texas A&M was. They are a land-grant university, and that's what Cornell is.
Like Auburn and Missouri.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Trying to think of who else in the SEC, yeah. SEC is. So.
Yeah, and again, I don't know that they're necessarily very good in baseball. I think hockey is probably... Ice hockey is probably
stereotyping those.
I know.
Well, it's the Northeast. You would think they'd be good at basketball, right?
Well, no, and they're not. Princeton does okay in basketball, which is.
Harvard made a run in the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago,
did
if
they?
I'm correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea. But anyhow, we're glad that they'll be here today. They probably won't be able to understand our people or we may not be able to understand them.
Well, they understand the bubbles.
Yes. Yeah. And, they may not, but anyhow, that's fine. I don't want to talk about politics very much.
Yeah. Let's,
Wayne LaPierre, of course, you know.
Oh, our buddy Wayne. How long has he been there?
That's a good question. He's the head of, the NRA and he spoke at CPAC yesterday. Again,
CPAC is what?
The conservative people from all over America. That's what it stands for. Something like that. All right, so here we go.
Evil walks among us. And God help us if we don't harden our schools and protect our kids. The whole idea from some of our opponents that armed security makes us less safe is completely ridiculous. If that's true, and just think about this. If that's true, armed security makes us less safe, let's just go ahead and remove it from everywhere. Let's remove it from the White House, from Capitol Hill, and remove it from all of Hollywood.
There you are. And again, elements of what he says, I have complete agreement with, no doubt. The school in Florida has not been called accountable yet for this. That this kid got in the school. Got a real problem with that. You heard the guy who was who spoke to President Trump and said, you know, I got into an elevator in whatever the education department, and there was an armed guard there, and yet you don't have them in the schools. So I understand what these people are saying. And again, now you know who's speaking there today is the Prez. The president is going to be speaking.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have a preview of that.
The second time as sitting as a president, Trump will address this crowd, and it'll be interesting to see what.
All right, now what? We had this guy yesterday. I mean, his name is Griff Jenkins. Now, I don't know that.
This is the guy that was wearing the Trump T-shirt?
No. This is the correspondent for Fox News. I mean, generally, they prefer if we're not back here when we're doing the story. You know
yeah, yeah.
Because you know, the microphone is up closer and it sounds better than if I'm back here. So if I'm going, okay, here's Griff Jenkins, and he's going to be just like me way back from the microphone. I mean, that's stupid. But anyway, here's what Griff has to say about the president speaking.
The second time as sitting as a president, Trump will address this crowd, and it'll be interesting to see what sort of tone he strikes, because he's got to bring the fire and brimstone rhetoric, but also strike a national consoling tone as they look forward on gun control. You know, I've been talking to a lot of folks. I talked to some students from Hofstra walking around. I said, what's everybody talking about? They said, we're talking about gun control. We're talking about what the president's going to say today and how he's going to secure the children of this nation. Now, just to put into perspective, 2 years ago, Donald Trump did not come to speak. Last year, he brought the House down. They were skeptical. Today, he comes back leading what many here in the hallways are saying is a new conservative revolution in the vein of Ronald Reagan. This is an important speech, not just for this conservative base, but across the country.
I'm sure glad that we don't have time to professionally dissect what we just heard.
All right.
From being a commentator and being a reporter.
All right, listen to just the beginning of it, because you caught it too.
The second time as sitting as a president.
Okay,
Trump
all right, he makes two screw-ups in the first 3 seconds, which all of us know we stop and go back.
Yeah.
Because we'd like to try to sound intelligent, even though we may not be.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
Who the hell is Griff Jenkins, and why are we having to hear him? Or having to hear him because I played him, but
that's a fun name though, Griff Jenkins.
Course. And I think, let's see, Griff, because that brings gravitas. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, he's an SEC alum, University of Mississippi.
Yeah, he's an Ole Miss guy, just like who's that? Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
Griff Jenkins, American conservative television radio personality and producer for Fox News. Really, Griff, I think we probably can do better. I mean, I appreciate you being on and all that kind of stuff, but if you're covering the news, if you'd be a little
more speaking for yourself.
Yeah, I know. I'm just one person. But I got the microphone, so
there you go.
All right, that's it. 6:47.
Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Why build a boulevard when a little side street will do? Sometimes you just need a small pathway to get from one part of your landscape to another, and you're not really sure that it calls for another ribbon of concrete. What are your other pathway alternatives, particularly those you can build on your own? Well, I have some that can be done in a weekend. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11... trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We're talking today about easy-do garden paths, things you can do yourself probably in a weekend. How about pine bark mulch as a pathway surface? We know it. We love it. Pine bark mulch conserves water. It cuts down on weed growth. It moderates the rates at which our soil temperatures change. We even use it to loosen tight clays, but as a pathway surface? Well, yes, indeed. You simply pour it out and start walking. 1 to 2 inches spread over bare ground. 10 bags in 10 minutes and your path is installed. Sure, it floats, but it's also very affordable should a heavy rain wash it away. All the while, it's improving the soil. And best of all, no other pathway smells half as good as you're installing it. I like finely ground pine bark mulch very, very much. Then there are flagstones. Just about everyone enjoys building walks out of rock. Flagstones are fun and they're durable. However, compared to bark mulch, they're a lot harder to lay. It begins with a purchase. Tell the stone yard what you're wanting to accomplish and have accurate measurements of the length and width of your path. They'll show you the best and the flattest types that they sell, and they'll help you determine how much stone you'll need to have them deliver. You'll always have waste, and unless you're just looking for large stepping stones for occasional traffic, you'll need to chip and fit the pieces of your puzzle together. So figure on buying 15% more than the minimum. You'll end up needing it. You can use it somewhere else if you have to. If you're lucky enough to find antique paving bricks, grab them quickly. They're hard to come by and they're virtually indestructible. Or you can buy new hard-fired pavers. Where conventional bricks used in construction of homes will deteriorate from repeated freezing and thawing, paving bricks will endure. All bricks will be safer and more secure if you'll place them on edge rather than on their large flat surfaces. Increase the outer spacings between the bricks slightly as you turn around corners. Then there are concrete stepping stones. You can buy prefab concrete squares and rounds, or you can build them yourself. I've done that. You get boxes 2 inches deep, 12 inches wide, and 12 or 16 inches long. Use double-headed nails so you can pull the frames off. You put the concrete in, and as the concrete cures, you can push rock salt into it to give it a pitted look. And I've even used leaves in my concrete, and I use a rock hammer to knock off the corners so it gives them more of an aged look. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. Number 17 Texas A&M Women's Hoops was firing on all cylinders last night, blasting Arkansas 104-60 in Fayetteville. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the win.
I thought we played offensively as good as we could play, and I thought we identified what we wanted to do on defense. We were not giving Monk the right-handed drive, and I think she was like 3 for 12. Mason did a good job for them, but we stopped Monk and Cosper. They're two leading scorers, so I thought we were very good. We shared the ball on offense, and Kennedy ran our plays. She didn't just look to score herself, and plus she can score against anybody. But we got everybody hot. Howard and Lumpkin were awesome.
104 points was the most the Aggies have scored in a conference game since 1983. Now, you heard Coach mention Kennedy Carter. She passed the, led the Aggs with 21 points, while Jasmine Lumpkin scored 17 and Anriel Howard put up 14 points and 14 rebounds. With the win, the Maroon and White improved to 21-8 overall and 10-5 in SEC play. Now, for the Aggie men, they'll look to put a stop to a three-game skid tomorrow when they visit Vanderbilt up in Nashville. The guys are just 1-6 in road SEC games this year, but that one win did come against then number 8 Auburn a couple of weeks ago. Tip off against the Commodores is tomorrow at 3 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the softball diamond, an up and down first day of the Mary Nutter Classic for the 6th ranked Aggs, who topped Notre Dame 5-3, but then fell to Nebraska 6-3.
They'll look to bounce back this afternoon when they face number 5 Oregon in a 2:30 tilt. Broadcast is on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. A schedule change for 10th-ranked Aggie baseball as the guys will play a doubleheader against Cornell today, followed by a series finale tomorrow. The series against the Big Red was initially scheduled as a Friday-Sunday series, but the weather doesn't look like it'll cooperate. Now, despite the changes, Coach Rob Childers says everything else should stay the same.
Everything will stay on schedule. Coach Pepicelli and his team are coming an awful long way. We want to make sure that they get in 3 games as well as us.
Now, as far as what he sees from the other dugout, Coach Childers says Cornell is going to be a hard out.
You know, a team that's certainly excited to be outside and start their season. They start a week later than the Ivy League starts a week later than everyone else. So they're going to be excited and ready to go. They've got a bunch of older hitters back, and, you know, it ought to be another great weekend with a great crowd.
Game 1 is set for 3 o'clock this afternoon at Bluebell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as RadioAggieland.com. Tyler Seguin broke a scoreless tie with 8:27 remaining, and the Dallas Stars beat the Los Angeles Kings 2-0 last night. Here's Seguin after the victory.
Hard work pays off. I mean, I thought we haven't been playing the greatest. You know, last game we didn't start great, but we played a heck of a second half of that game and thought we deserved better. And, you know, tonight was another playoff-type game, and, you know, still waiting for that bounce, and I'm happy we won tonight. I thought we deserved it.
Backup goalie Kari Lehtinen made 18 saves for his first shutout of the season as Dallas holds on to third place in the Western Conference. All 3 NBA Lone Star teams return from the All-Star break tonight. The Houston Rockets, who went into the break with the best record in the NBA at 44-13, welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town at 7. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs visit the Denver Nuggets at 8, and the Dallas Mavericks are in L.A. taking on the Lakers at 9:30. And the United States will play Sweden for the gold medal in men's curling after upsetting Canada in the semifinals yesterday in Pyeongchang. The championship between the Americans and Swedes is set for just after midnight on Saturday at 12:35 a.m. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society. Full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 22818.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamon. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamon Campaign.
Okay, it's foggy outside, but it's, you know, it could be worse, right? That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. So, how was the traffic when you came in this morning?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, there are a few of them out there right now. Not too many. Look for a high temperature today, 65. They're lying to us when they say 70, but it looks like we may see the sunshine today, and that'll be nice. Over the weekend, 70% chance of rain tomorrow and a 30% chance of rain on Sunday. 47 right now, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station, Bryan.